Something about the way it goes on. I don't ever want to let go. Something about the way it goes on. I don't ever want to let go.
Hello there. Welcome to the Freestyle Approach Podcast with me, your host, Tracy Kafer. The Freestyle Approach Podcast covers a variety of threads that pull on the art of freestyle. On this podcast, we cover topics like movement, embodiment, creativity, mindfulness, self-expression, a space for collective wisdom with folks doing their thing in their own way. So today's episode is a solo podcast with me, and I'm talking about the power of wandering. Enjoy. Hello there. It's Tracy. I know I haven't posted an episode in a really long time, but my hope is that in 2023, I'm going to come back to this medium more often. And actually, this is like the third time I've sat down to try to make one of these things, because apparently when you step away from doing a podcast for long periods of time, you create creative blocks in yourself and you lose the willing. But not to say that I haven't had the impulse. I've actually had a really strong impulse to come on here. But honoring what I have the impulse for means owning that I want to come on here and just start talking and see what topics come up. And I have a lot of judgment around that quality of podcasting. But when I look at all the podcasts that I listen to, which aren't very many, it's folks who riff. And those are the ones that I really enjoy. So I'm going to attempt to trust that impulse and just see what happens. So how have you been? I hope that you've been well. I know that that question, how are you, is just such a shitty question these days. At least for me, I find it shitty because there are so many branches of how are you that I could go in, you know? But today I'm feeling really good because I've been starting my days again with walking. And I love to do these kind of unpatterned walks where I kind of go where I want to go. And I don't set an end time. And I know I want to walk for at least 3 miles. And that's kind of it. And I've found that, first of all, I've been doing it for the health of my back. In the winter, sometimes I get these like back flare-ups. You know, I had an arthritic back in my early 20s from lots of bad habits from ballet class, I'm sure, and other just like physiological bad habits and the way that my body tends to hold on to energy and just the different, you know, like there's obviously reasons for my back being the way it is. But one thing I find that really helps is walking and standing. And it's so funny because most life encourage you, like most environments and spaces, you know, get you to sit. And so I've had to really continue to remind myself of the importance of standing and walking. I've been working standing up as well, and that's been amazing, especially lifting my sight line of my computer above eye level and standing. I just have so much energy when I work. But I was walking today and just feeling how I was such in deep alignment with myself. Like all of me, or I'd say most of me, wanted to be doing that exact thing. And that's not always the case. Whenever I do something, you know, or choose to do something with my time, it's obviously like a great benefit to have most of you, like your different parts in agreement to doing that thing. And I find that when I'm in movement or in motion or standing, that is my experience, is I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with spending my time doing that. An alignment, agreement, whatever you want to call it. And what happens when I do that, of course, is a sense of kind of quiet joy. And my presence is obviously stronger, my ability to connect with wonder is actually stronger. And then I get in touch with the idea space, and I have a lot of insights. Like, I have some notes on my phone today from either workshops or courses that I'd like to dive into in the next year, just by the nature of these strong, like, openings that happened while I was moving. It's like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I want to play with. But the other thing I want to say is that winter is another thing I feel in deep alignment with at the moment. I know I'm not like, I don't have a lot of people in my life I know who love winter, but in the last 5 years or so, I've started to fall more and more in love with winter, and it feels like it matches something in me, or allows some expression in me to, be more expressed. And I was getting in touch with that today as I was walking. I paused for a moment, looked up, and, I saw this hawk. It's actually what caused me to look up, as this hawk was like pissed that I was in his area. So I was like, okay, sorry, buddy. It was a gorgeous hawk. And he was kind of moving to another tree. And I looked up and I was just in awe of this monochromatic, high textured space above me, because the trees are all packed with snow, little infinite tracks of snow. And it's a cloudy day, so literally everything looks like either white or kind of a brown, and that's it. And so it's really cool, and it kind of trips you out if you focus on it. But I'm looking up, and I'm just noticing how alive everything is, but how unbelievably still, like just the quiet. And I know I'm not saying anything like, you know, that you don't already know about winter, but it was just so still and so quiet. And then what happens in me as a result is like this actual sense of vibrancy, this vibrancy that comes from this deep within-ness place, this deep central place inside of myself feels really alive. And it's so quiet and it's so loud. And I feel like whatever that is, the fact that this outer world is so still facilitates like this place inside of myself to come way online that's very rich and very dimensional and sends me in all these different directions, and this like dance that happens within me as everything around me gets quiet. And I freaking love that. I really, really love that state. And I feel like for the next few months, especially living up here in the Hudson Valley, New York, where winter is winter, okay, I get to get much more in touch with that part of me. And it feels actually very air elemental. It feels very much like space, and it feels weathery and kind of windy. And it's just, it's cozy as fuck. It's cozy as fuck when you get in touch with something in you that settles you. You know, even if it's not a very still part of you, there's just like a sense of being in the energy that, how would I say this? Existing in your essence, I guess, the way I would say it right now. And this is all just like looking up at these trees and the snow and the hawk and the stillness and the quiet and the monochromatic, you know, limitless spaciousness of that moment. It's like, ah, like some part inside of me just goes, ah, that's nice. That's the thing. That's it. And it's so alive in its stillness. Um, And I still feel it now. I mean, I got home maybe 40 minutes ago, and I still feel like it's kind of permeating around. This is one of the things I love about taking sort of intuitive walks. I guess I would call them intuitive adventure walks, where there's this destinationless play. And man, it is so potent and it's so simple. And I don't know if you ever do that. You can even do that with any medium. You could do it in a car, you could do it on a run, you could do it laying on the floor, rolling around your house. Like that, that aimless, playful, going where you want to go, noticing what you want to notice kind of energy or embodiment, I should say, is just, it's the stuff of, getting back in touch with yourself. And there's not a lot of spaces, there's not a lot of practices in this world that get you into that state of being. You know, a lot of the movement culture stuff, we're coming together to move as a group, and that objective is usually set by the teacher. And there's, you know, even exploring spaces tend to have a lot of bias and a lot of preferences. But this space you can take up in yourself, where you really are just following where you're curious, following yes, letting go of no's. Like, I'm doing it with a walk, but the same thing could apply for any kind of like embodied practice or writing or singing, or, you know, so many mediums have spaces in you that get you into your exploring self. And I guess that this is what this episode is for me, is just an invitation to you, to make time for that, especially, you know, if you're on this side of the world and you're experiencing winter. This is such a perfect time to do it. Just bundle up, get comfortable with your clothing so that, you know, you don't get derailed by feeling cold, even though feeling cold is kind of fabulous too. But make sure you have the right gear on, and then just go explore. And it doesn't have to be like you running with your arms out screaming like a four-year-old, but there's something exploring in stepping out and not having a plan and giving yourself plenty of time and allowing yourself to daydream and allowing yourself to be in your body in an easeful, free way. I feel like that is what drops me into a greater alignment, an alignment, like not only physically, you know, the alignment of posture and vertical alignment, but also this sense of like horizontality, this horizontal alignment with you taking space in your life and you taking space in this moment. And, the feeling of, yeah, this is what I want to be doing. This is where I am. This is how I want to be. And that's medicine. Let me take some water. That's medicinal. Like, I'm not going to lie to you that my going out for walks, 3 to 4 mile walks in the morning before working, is dosing medicine. And, you know, the qualities, the medicinal qualities in that are so similar to freestyle practice, because it's like freedom and choice and uncertainty and curiosity and just going out and working those muscles in you while moving your body, while engaging in your body, while engaging in the environment. I mean, tell me what's more medicinal than that for being alive. So go take your medicine today. Go stroll somehow, somewhere, aimlessly, playfully, curiously, and notice the state of being. Notice how you can feel yourself. Notice how you're breathing better. Notice how you're in more in touch with the earth, more in touch with your mind, more in touch with your body, and then go and return to the other activities of your day with that nourishment. Let it like water the other things in your life. So that's my whatever. That's what it was. Thanks for listening. Please expect more, especially if you like this kind of thing. More episodes on the freestyle approach. And I really hope you're doing well in all the complexity of life lived in 2022, the end of 2022. I hope you're doing well. Okay. Bye. You've been listening to the Freestyle Approach podcast with Tracy Kafer. If you'd like to inquire more about my work, you can visit my website at www.findingyourfreestyle.com. You can also reach me directly by emailing me at findingyourfreestyle@gmail.com. Coming up in January in 2023, my online membership for freestylers is opening again for new members. And we've got events coming in 2023 that are yet to be announced. So the easiest way to stay in touch easily, did I say easy? Easiest way to stay in touch easily is to go onto my website and scroll to the bottom and add yourself to the newsletter. I email out about once a week. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed this episode.